everybody. This is Anna Sisk. How are you guys doing today? I just wanted to, welcome you guys to my podcast. If this is your first time listening to me, welcome. This week has gone by so fast. I'm just so amazed at how much change is happening during this week. I don't really talk about religion and politics too much on my social media sites for the same reason that a lot of people don't, because we don't want to get into any type of, judgmental people judging us because of how we're trying to, set out our message. But I feel like, we do live in the land of the free still, and I think that, when we do these podcasts, we do them with good intentions. At least I do. I do these podcasts to help people change their mindset on how they look at life, how they look at things, that are happening around them. But most importantly, I've talked about how, I've had a lot of things that I've been through. I've gone through so many things that would destroy some of you. That would literally destroy you. And to overcome such things that a woman should never have to go through has been a very, very traumatic thing for me to go through. But I have gone through some serious counseling, some spiritual counseling. I didn't go to a regular counselor when I went through, these traumatic events. A lot of you guys know my story, basically, but a lot of you don't. And a lot of you don't know the depths of my story and how it really came about. But when I hit rock bottom, okay, 15 years ago, when I hit rock bottom, I hit it so hard that it was just, I was left with nothing. I was very empty inside, and this is going to help a lot of you. I don't know who this is going to reach, this message of my story, but it's going to help some of you get out of that dark place that you're in. And if you know a friend right now that's in a dark place, relative, loved one, whoever is in a dark place right now, you might want to send this message to them, because I feel that it's going to really help some people get out of that dark place. So let me start by saying that, I didn't grow up religious. I didn't grow up, in a Christian home. I didn't grow up. My mom was very Catholic. She still is Catholic to this day. And my mom, would tell me about the Bible and stories and stuff like that. And I was kind of like just young and, was kind of like, okay. She took me to church a couple times. I went to church with a couple friends. I didn't really understand the Bible or God. I just knew that he was there. I always knew that there was a higher power. I did always feel God's presence, but I still didn't know him. You see what I'm saying? Know him personally. And for me, it was kind of like, I need to have an encounter. I wanted an encounter with God. But as I grew up, as I got married very young, as I went through the rock bottom of, addictions and stuff like that. And I went through so much with addictions and bad habits. Okay. And just, partying and hitting rock bottom. 15 years ago, I hit rock bottom and I just was in a very dark place. I actually, one night, because I was just going through something really bad. Okay. I had done something really awful to myself, really to myself. And, I just felt like I just didn't want to be on this earth anymore. I was suicidal. I was depressed. I was just feeling really empty. I didn't have anything else in me. I just was empty. And when you feel like that, and when you're suicidal, for some of you that are going through those thoughts, you feel like no one will understand what you're going through. No one can possibly understand the pain that you're in, and you're tired of feeling that way. Of feeling alone, that nobody understands you, that you're depressed, and that, even though people try to talk to you, and, a lot of people try to talk to me and try to help me with my situations, but I couldn't be at peace with it. You see what I'm saying? And so I just was so, so beat down by life at that point. Everything had been stripped from me. My dignity, my, you know what I'm saying? My trust, you know what I'm saying? Just everything had been stripped from me. I just felt like I just didn't want to be here anymore. I was just so broken. I was so broken. I had been raped. I had an abortion. I had gone through some really traumatic stuff, and that's traumatic in itself, okay? And I never have told anyone this. I'm releasing this on my podcast for the very first time because I want you to understand how I felt. So at that point, you know, of being raped and having an abortion and just feeling so empty inside, I just didn't feel that it was fair for me to live after I had, you know, pretty much killed my baby at that point. And I felt like, you know what? I just didn't deserve to be here. I just felt like I was just not in a good place. So then I, one night, was going to take some pills. And I was going to fall asleep, and I knew I wasn't going to wake up. That was my plan. So I took a shower. I went to bed. I sat there and contemplated. You know, I said, you know, well, if it's not meant for me to kill myself, then I guess someone will stop me. You know? And as I was opening the top of the pills, as I was dumping the pills in my hand, I heard a voice. I mean, as clear as day, I heard it like someone was sitting next to me. That's how clear it was. And I heard a voice say, "This isn't who you are." And it was that clear. So that scared me, because I was like, okay, at that point, like I said, I wasn't religious. I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, going to church. I just was not in the faith, you know what I'm saying, of anything. And so I pretty much dropped the pills on the floor. I remember them going all over the carpet. And I freaked out, and I was like, am I losing my mind? Now I'm losing my mind because I just heard a voice. And then I heard it again. And then I was like, okay. I said, okay. And I felt like this presence. And I don't know if you have ever felt that way. Probably not. But I'm just saying, I felt a presence in that room. I felt overwhelmed with just crying. So I started to cry. And I just got on my knees. And I said, you know, if this is God, if you're God, and I said, you know, if this is you, I said, let's make a deal. I said, if you save me and my family, you know, and I, you know, and you clean me up, and you know what I'm saying, and you turn things around for me, then I promise you, I said, I would go to church and I would follow you. That's what I told him. And within a matter of 2 weeks, he transformed my life back to the way it was, but 10 times better. And I went to this church and I, you know, got spiritual counseling, you know, but when I went to church, I'll tell you, I felt dirty. I felt like I wasn't clean enough to be in this church. I felt like suffocated, kind of sitting there. I felt overwhelmed by emotions that I didn't belong there. And I don't know if you've ever felt that way when you've gone to church. Maybe you have, because you're so full of, you know, so much sin and so much things, so much conviction, that you feel overwhelmed, like you can't breathe. And it's not because you're a bad person or because you don't belong there. But you're feeling that way because something in you wants to heal. Something in you wants to heal. And so when I, you know, I felt overwhelmed, it was end of service. You know, I got saved that day. I asked Christ to come into my life. I promised God that I would do that if he restored my life. And I made a promise, and I've owned up to it to this point. So then I went to the pastor's wife because she saw me crying, and she said, you know, let's talk in my office. You know, I know you're a little bit, she goes, you're a little bit distraught. She goes, come into my office, sit down for a minute and just get yourself together. And I was just crying and crying, and I just couldn't stop crying. And she looked at me and she said, well, what are you feeling right now? She goes, what are you experiencing right now? How do you feel? And I said, I feel like I'm not worthy to be here. I feel like dirty. I feel like everybody's looking at me. And I feel like I just don't belong here. And she said to me, she looked at me and she said, you know, honey, she's like, she goes, I know how you feel. I felt that way too. She goes, and you know what? She goes, everybody in that church, including your pastor, you know, has done some things they're not proud of. Your pastor was an ex-drug dealer. And some of these people have done some really bad things. Don't think for a minute, just because these people are all cleaned up in a dress and a suit, that they have not done anything bad in their lives. Everybody in that church has a story. Everybody has gone through something or is still going through something. You are not the only one. She goes, and don't you dare. She goes, think for a minute that you don't deserve to be here. Because if anything, you are one of the ones that deserve to be here. God loves the broken people. That's why you're here. She goes, the church is a hospital for people that are spiritually sick. You know? And I was like, wow. She blew my mind because she said that. And as I met everybody there, people that went to this church, they all made me feel like I belong there. They all made me feel welcome. And I went through counseling. I had two counselors that I actually counseled me for the next couple of years. And as a matter of fact, you know, I thank them every day, because if it wasn't for them, if it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for me going to that church or asking God to help me, I don't think I would be here talking to you today. You know, and God forbid, because I would have been a statistic, you know, and that's what I thought about. I said, you know, my children are going to read about this in the paper, or they're going to watch this in the news. And I thought to myself, that's sad. That's sad. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking to myself, how could I even think about putting my children through that? Like, you know, but I felt so, I was in so much pain at the time. I was so broken. I was so upset with everything that happened to me. I was angry. I was just, you know, lost. And sometimes when you're lost and you're angry and you don't know where to turn, you turn to, of course, the worst thing that you could possibly turn to. So, you know, I don't know where you are in your walk right now, you know, with life. But let me tell you, on the other side of your pain, on the other side of everything that you're dealing with, there is a God that loves you. And he doesn't look at you and judge you and say, you know what? And doesn't sit there and tell you exactly what you did wrong. And doesn't point the finger and doesn't say, you know what, you deserve the worst because you're a bad person. You know, he doesn't do that. You know, and a lot of people want to point a finger at God, that he's this awful judgmental being on earth that just sits on a throne and judges everybody. You know, and that's not the God that I serve, at least not the God that I know. The God that I know is merciful. He's sovereign. He's good. You know, he's welcoming. He's loving. He wants to give you everything that you've ever wanted in life. He wants to be able to hold you in his arms and just make you feel like you belong with him. He doesn't want you to feel alone. He doesn't want you to feel, you know, all upset, angry, and tired. You know what I mean? He wants to heal your wounds. He wants to help you. He wants to pick you up out of the ashes that you're in and raise you up into something that you wouldn't recognize. Because, you know, people, when they see me now, they have no idea that I've been through this. They have no idea of the pain and sorrow that I've had to endure for years. You know, they don't understand the losses that I've had. You know, and I've had, you know, my dad died of cancer. I had a miscarriage, you know, about f- 4 years after I had, you know, that abortion. I've had, you know, loss after loss. My you know, my godmother died of COVID and my cousin died of COVID as well. You know, I had a lot of loss in my life. I've had losses. My best friend died to diabetes. You know, it's just, I've lost a lot of people in my life that I've loved. And I've had a lot of loss to the point where, you know, it's a breaking point for some people. Some people just could not endure half of the stuff that I've endured. The betrayals and the lies and, you know, all the stuff that I've gone through. And I can only thank God for helping me become stronger, you know, and have faith and hope and to believe in things that I didn't even think I could believe in. And, you know, it's just you're looking at a totally different person than I used to be. I used to be, you know, really angry and revengeful and just mean and just, you know what I'm saying, not care about anything. And, you know, I just went through so much, you know, just so much crap before God found me. And he had to tell me in an audible voice that this isn't who I was. I mean, I said, man, I must have been pretty bad. I think about it now. I'm like, you know, because people, you know, sometimes people are like, wow, you know, you heard God's voice. That's amazing. You know, I told someone that before. Well, that's amazing that you did. That's amazing. And it's like, yeah, but it's amazing. But I must have been a piece of work for God to come down and audibly tell me, look, this isn't who you are. Okay, like snap out of it. Like, what's wrong with you? You know? And so I'm just telling you my experience, my encounter with God. You know, where you have heaven and hell fighting for you in your soul. You know, and there's just, you know, a lot of people, you know, they say, well, Anna, that's a lot of religious garbage to me. You know, I don't believe in all that. You know, and that's fine. You know, you don't have to believe in something. You don't have to have the same faith as me. You could be, you know, whatever you want to be and believe in whatever you want to believe. I'm trying to tell you about my story and I'm trying to help those that need some help today. That's who I'm talking to. I'm not talking to you that already have a religion and you're already set in your ways. That's on you. You see what I'm saying? But for me, this is what I had to go through. And, you know, there comes a time when, you know, there's choices, you know what I'm saying? And I tell people this all the time. I'm like, there's a lot of religions. There's a lot of paths to religion. There's a lot of roads to religions. There's so many religions. But there's only one way to God, only one road. And whether you choose to take that road is up to you. But I'm not going to be held accountable for not telling people my story and telling you what he did for me, because it is something that's very real to me. It's something that I've had to deal with, you know what I'm saying? And I've had to come to terms with, you know what I'm saying? Me being so depressed and going through so many emotions. I mean, I try to find solutions to my depression through alcohol and drugs. I tried to, you know, mask my feelings and who I was, you know what I'm saying, by just, you know, having relationships with people I had no business with. I had to, you know, come to terms with me just, you know, stop acting like a crazy person and just being out there and partying all the time. You know, drinking and partying can only take you so far. You know, and some of you are probably doing that right now. You guys are masking your pain with alcohol or drugs or partying or a certain behavior, a certain lifestyle. And I'm here to tell you that, you know, if you just sit back and understand and allow, you know, yourself to feel something and allow God to repair your mess, he can do so many things with people. You know, and I think that people with drug addictions and the people that really go through it with drugs and alcoholism and they go through life that way, I believe that those people are the people that have the highest callings with God. I believe that those people, the people that have those addictions are the ones that are supposed to do the most for him. because you wouldn't be battling so many things in your life or having, you know what I'm saying, so many struggles if you didn't have a great purpose behind your life. So, you know, when you feel like, well, I'm caught in drugs, I'm caught in alcohol, I'm caught in this and that, and how could God use me? I mean, I'm just not a good person. I'm just not doing good things. Oh, honey, he could use you. Oh, and he will if you allow him to. But he's a gentleman, I'll tell you. God is not going to come knocking down your door. He's going to come and knock. And you're going to have to open the door to let him in. There is no way of him barging in or breaking in. He doesn't do those things. He only comes in if you allow him to. See, I invited him in. I invited him in and asked him if he's real, then he will repair what has been broken and to show me who he is. I asked him to show me who he was. And he did. And he showed up. And that's why I can tell you this. Now, am I a preacher, teacher? No. You know, I don't have a doctrine in religion or, you know what I'm saying, Christianity. I don't have a master's in it. But what I'm telling you is an experience that I had. And not too long ago, about a month ago, I had a dream where he told me that he's coming and he's coming soon. And I hear a lot of people talking about it. I hear a lot of people that have had the same similar dream. And, you know, I can't just ignore my dream. I can't ignore his message. I can't ignore, you know, I can no longer just keep silent is what I'm saying. And I've been silent for a long time. I haven't told people my story. I haven't really told people the depths of what I've been through. But here it is. You know, and if you've ever gone through a similar situation like I did, where you've been violated and you've had to make a hard decision and you've had to just deal with just loss after loss after loss after loss. When you've had to deal with, you know, just your body becoming sick because of the things that you've done, it's just, you know, you understand that there's the great big God out there willing to help you. And I had to ask him to come help me. And I had to get spiritual counseling. I didn't go to a regular counselor. I went through a godly person to get me through the struggles that I was dealing with because they were very deep and dark. They were very, you know, deep traumatic things. And so, you know, if you have these things that you're going through, I would recommend that you do get to a local church, local counseling, Christian counseling, where they can talk to you and help you through your pain. Because, you know, for one, they don't charge you usually for counseling. They don't charge you at a Christian church for counseling. If you go to a regular counselor, you do have to pay. So I didn't have the money or the means to pay for counseling back in those days. I just didn't have that. So I had to find ways to, you know, find a spiritual counselor. But I also had that encounter with God. So I knew that it was going to come to me. And it did. And the opportunity presented itself. And therefore, I proceeded to take action. And I can tell you now that as I'm sitting here, you know, I'm in my healing phase where I'm healing from all my traumatic things that I've been through. I'm dealing with all that, you know what I'm saying? I'm a very healed person. I've been saved now for the last 15 years. And so, you know, I've seen a lot of things in you know what I'm saying, in this spiritual walk that I have. And like I said, I don't talk about it because I don't want people to think that I'm trying to preach to them or I'm trying to force them into something or I'm trying to, you know, put my beliefs on somebody, because that's not my intention. My intentions are always pure with people. But I want you to understand that if you're going through a dark place, I don't want you to end up in a very, you know what I'm saying, in a position where you do end up committing suicide and you're not here on this earth anymore. Because you know what? People that do that don't realize how many people really do love them once they're gone. And especially you that have children or that have family members, you know, you need to understand that, you know, you do have purpose. So I want you guys, you know what I'm saying, to take my story and it to resonate with you, because God is coming, guys. You guys might not believe in a higher power or religion or whatever it is that you don't believe in, but let me tell you, he does exist and he's very real. And I don't want you to say, well, I never heard about God or Jesus. I never heard about him. You know, I don't know him. You know, I have never heard. Well, now you have. Now you have. And now you have heard a story where he has changed a life. And if you're in that place, I just want you to know there's help for you. You're not alone. And, you know, I felt so alone. I did. I felt so alone. And no one, I felt like no one understood me. And I wanted the pain to stop. I didn't want to feel that way anymore. I didn't want to feel worthless, useless. You know, I just didn't feel worthy of love, of anything. So, you know, and there's a lot of people right now that are broken. Some of you are broken. And you need something. You need that. And, you know, maybe you've had encounters with God and you just dismissed them. Maybe here's another chance. You know, and all I want you to do is say, you know, God, if you're real, show yourself to me. Show yourself to me so that I can know that you are real. Because some of you need a tangible, you know, you need a tangible thing to believe in him, right? Me, he knew that I needed something tangible. He knew. He knew that I wouldn't be able to really believe or really tell people my story if I didn't have a tangible thing. And he presented himself to me. And he's a good God, let me tell you. He's so good. And I don't want you guys to miss out on that. I don't want anyone on here to miss out on his goodness and how good he is and how good he could be to you and how much he wants to love you. Because you think that he only wants to love, you know, the Christians. He only wants to love the religious people that go to church on Sundays and Wednesdays. You know, and you know, some of those people, you know, to come to think of it, you know, some Christians are not going to go to heaven because they're so stuck on religion. But see, God doesn't want you to be religious. He wants you to be real. He wants you to tell people, look, you know, I'm a mess. I was a mess. And now look at me. Look what he did for me. And not only did he do it for me, he's done it for so many other people. And he can do it for you. That's who God wants. The person that understands that, you know what, you don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be perfect. All you need to be is who you are and come as you are to him. You don't have to dress up to go to church. You don't have to pretend to, you know, look nice if you don't have nice clothes. You don't have to pretend to be anything you don't want. You know what I'm saying? Some of the people in church, let me tell you, they're not perfect. I thought I had to wear a nice dress and heels. I thought I had to always dress really nice to go to church. I thought that I couldn't go in jeans and t-shirt. But let me tell you, God loves you in your jeans and t-shirt. Okay? He loves you for who you are. He doesn't need all that. He doesn't care what you wear to church. It's the people at the church that care what you wear. But it's not him. And if they do care what you're wearing, and you come into church wanting to see God, well, you need to go to another church. Because I've had people judge me on what I've wore to church. I went to a Baptist church one time, to a Baptist church locally, and they made me and my husband sit in the back of the church because we weren't dressed appropriately. And that made me feel really small. And that was the first time I think I wanted to go to church and encounter God. And I was only 24 years old. And I remember I was just a baby, but I wanted to meet him. I wanted to see God. And those people treated me like I was a nobody. They made me feel really small, me and my husband. So we didn't go back to church ever again after that. And that's why I'm telling you that sometimes the churches themselves can turn people off. But it isn't God the one that's doing this. It's the people, you know, within the church. And if you've ever been hurt by church people, know that God is not want to hurt you, okay? People are imperfect. God is perfect. You see what I'm saying? God would never. People would. And that's just the difference. Don't judge God based on what people do. So, I mean, you know, I'm just telling you this because I know that some people are just really turned off by church or Christianity because some Christians judge them or they're very judgy or pointing the finger like, oh, you know, God, you know, you're going to go to hell for what you did. And, you know, I think it's wrong to tell people that because, you know, you don't really know if that's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? People, for someone to say that to someone, I think is very rude. But regardless, you know, people are people, you know, and I pray for them. I pray for them all the time. But I'm telling you what I had an experience with, how good God's been to me and how he could be good to you and how he loves you just for who you are. You know, you don't have to be nothing extra special. He just loves you for who you are. He made you. And some of you don't even understand that you have such a great calling on your life that you could be something amazing and great for him. And that's all I'm here to tell you. Because he's coming soon, people. And I don't want you to miss out on that. I don't want you to miss the message. Miss the fact that, you know, you got turned off by whatever happened and then never seeked him out. Because he is coming soon. And you know what I'm saying? I don't want you to, you know, lose that of what you could have had. Because I tell people too, like, you know, I know that a lot of people are atheists. They don't believe in anything, you know, and I'm like, you know, and it's okay, fine. You know, if you're an atheist, you don't believe in anything. But what if you're wrong and one day you stand before God? What if you're wrong? And I always tell people that. What if you're wrong? What if you're wrong about God? Then what? Then is it too late? It might be. And I don't want that to happen to anybody, especially my listeners, especially people that I care about, especially people on social media that I've met. You know, I love all you guys. And I just feel like, you know, because I do have that love for people, God knows that my heart is pure in this message. It has nothing. I don't have intentions in this message. Okay. I'm not trying to get religious with you. Like I said, I'm just trying to help some of you because I know what I went through and I know how hard it could be. That's all I'm saying. So I hope this message helps you guys. I hope this helps somebody. Please share it with your friends and family member, whoever's going through something. Keep sharing the message because I want this to get out to the masses. And, you know, I hope that it just resonates with some of you. And I hope that you guys seek him out. I pray that he answers your call when you call on him. And that's all I have to say for today. Thank you for listening. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/prosperityanna. And I'll talk to you guys soon. I hope this helps you guys. God bless.